Hare Krishna. To be in the personal association of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj can be one of the most ecstatic experiences and also one of the most difficult experiences. It is ecstatic when you participate in the yatras like the one we are presently undergoing, full of chanting, dancing, seeing the holy places, hearing Krishna's pastimes, experiencing the holy dham being revealed to our senses can be one of the most ecstatic experiences in our life. And if you happen to be a victim of one who has to be introduced by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, then it's one of the most difficult experiences in life. I'm very honored that I have the pleasure to be in front of you today. Maharaj has given a very nice, succinct introduction about the importance of Vrindavan Dham. And all of you have been hearing in the last few days so many wonderful things about the Dham and the pastimes of the Lord that took place here. Srila Prabhupada explained that ISKCON Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir, is the heartbeat of ISKCON. It's the very heart of ISKCON. One can do without a leg or a hand. One could even be blind. But without a heart, no one can survive. And the heart is not just a physical organ. So Prabhupada said the heartbeat of ISKCON. It's the very life and soul of ISKCON. In the physical body, the soul resides in the region of the heart, and therefore it's the most important part of our body. But it also represents something more subtle. Vrindavan, being the heart of ISKCON, is the very spirit, it's the very heart, it's the very soul of ISKCON. Just as the consciousness flows into the whole body from the soul through the medium of the blood, similarly, devotees from all over ISKCON come to Vrindavan to get spiritually rejuvenated. And after being surcharged with spiritual emotions, with a deeper understanding of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, His associates, His pastimes and His holy names, they return to their respective places to continue the preaching mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to spread the holy name, to spread love of Godhead to every town and village in the whole world. But in order that this may happen, the devotees need to come back to Vrindavan, to come back to Mayapur, and recharge themselves, absorb the wonderful spiritual vibrations of the holy Dham, experience the Dham being revealed in all its sweetness, in all its merciful nature, and having been thus surcharged to go back to our respective places. This material world, as we all know, is not an easy place to live in, and the struggle for existence in this Kali Yuga is becoming more and more stringent, very difficult. And for those who are living in city life, whether as brahmacharis or grihasthas, life is very difficult. The struggles are very difficult. going out to earn a livelihood, maintaining a family. For those who are brahmacharis, maintaining celibacy, maintaining purity, strictness in the midst of a contaminated atmosphere. All these things are extremely difficult. So one requires tremendous spiritual power. One requires spiritual rejuvenation. Vrindavan gives us that. This is Krishna's home, eternally. And therefore Srila Prabhupada also made it his home. He lived here for long years, preparing for his mission in deference to the instructions of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he left, he took Vrindavan with him. He established the mood of Vrindavan everywhere. And his dream, as Maharaj explained briefly before, was that Krishna Balaram Mandir should be the place that can serve the rest of ISKCON in such a way that every single ISKCON devotee who comes here will become so enlivened and rejuvenated that he or she will go back fully enthusiastic, surcharged, to continue and expand the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all of us at Krishna Balaram Mandir are here at your service to enable you to experience the Dham better. We would like to express our great thanks to your heartfelt and sincere thanks to all the devotees who did such wonderful service for the Dham and for Krishna Balaram Mandir by doing this wonderful prasadam distribution. Not only was this prasadam distribution full of devotion, but it won everyone's heart because of the alertness, the speed, the dedication, the efficiency, the politeness, the courtesy, the love with which everyone served. Every single devotee who came here to take prasadam was going back glorifying all of you for your services as if he or she had 10 mouths. So this is really truly something wonderful, and we would like to thank you all once again from the bottom of our heart for this service. And we hope and pray that all the devotees will continue to come here every year to render this service to the Holy Dham, because this was so dear to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada desired our ISKCON Krishna Balaram Mandir to be a very wonderful place where devotees will want to come, would hanker to come every year, spend a few days here and go back. In order that we may do that, we also need some help. We need some blessings, prayers. All of you are already coming here every year and serving prasadam, serving the Dham by chanting the holy name, by moving around the holy Dham. It is such a powerful experience for even other devotees who come here to just see such a large number of devotees hearing and chanting together in such a devotional mood. So this in itself is also a very, very great service to the Dham and also to the temple itself. Krishna Balaram Mandir is also in need of various other services that devotees may like to offer. Those of you who would like to come here time to time to render your physical services, to give your time and energy, you are most welcome. Various services are available here. And also, as you know, in this world to run anything, there is a great requirement of Lakshmi. because without that these days nothing can happen. And at Krishna Balaram Mandir we have devised certain ways in which devotees from around the world can offer their seva to Krishna Balaram Mandir and Sri Vrindavan Dham, apart from all the other ways in which devotees generally serve. We would like to see Krishna Balaram Mandir financially also very, very strong, so that all that Srila Prabhupada desired can be done. To create a wonderful spiritual atmosphere, to make it even better and better, to have wonderful facilities where devotees can come and stay nicely, where we can all serve the devotees in such a way that they have no difficulties. There are many things that can be done to make Krishna Balaram Mandir's service to all of you and to the rest of the ISKCON world better and better. One of the many services that can be offered that we would request those who are able to come forward is to help sponsor one day's activities and seva in Krishna Balaram Mandir. We have a scheme called Your Day in Vrindavan, where you may, on a day of your choice, sponsor that particular day's activities in Krishna Balaram Mandir year after year. You could offer the sum that is prescribed on that particular day every year. It could be for whatever purpose, in memory of a loved one or on some auspicious day of your choice. And in this way, if devotees come forward and share the financial burden of Krishna Balaram Mandir, then that would go a long way in helping us to make Krishna Balaram Mandir closer and closer to what Srila Prabhupada expected and desired. The sum is about 11,000 rupees, which has to be given once a year on a particular day. And in this way, if we have different devotees sponsoring all the 365 days from around the world, including different parts of India, that would be certainly a great relief. So then the devotees at Krishna Balaram Mandir can focus their energies on providing nice services, spiritual services, services for accommodation and other things, prasadam, etc., to visiting devotees, so that they can go back recharged, surcharged with spiritual feelings. Gaur Sundar Prabhu is here. Please, he has certain forms available with him. Those of you who wish to help and offer some seva, the forms are available here. He will remain here. Unfortunately, I will not be able to participate in the satsang because services require me to be back in the temple very shortly. But Gaur Sundar Prabhu will remain here. He has certain forms which you may be kind enough to fill up, and he will explain other details to you. The form also, can you show one form? It explains various aspects about this seva and how you can spiritually benefit by serving Srila Prabhupada's home, Lord Krishna's home. And other details also will be explained to you by Gaur Sundar Prabhu, and also I will be available in the course of the day when you come back to Krishna Balaram Mandir for any inquiries. Generally, I do not like making sales pitch, for it's not my strong point, but this is ultimately transcendental because it's for the service of Srila Prabhupada's home, which was so dear to him, and this will be of such great value, we cannot imagine the kind of benefit that your contributions will make for the whole ISKCON world is beyond our imagination. It is not just a matter of some Lakshmi, some money, but what that Lakshmi can do for the whole ISKCON movement as a whole and for the spiritualization of the whole world is something that is beyond our imagination. So I do not want to take more time between you and the wonderful Krishna Katha that His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj is about to give you. So I will just leave the floor open if any of you have any suggestions or comments. You are of course always welcome to come and see me or any of the other devotees who are serving here with any suggestions or comments about how we can serve all of you and the rest of ISKCON better and better. Thank you very much. Do any of you have any questions or comments? Yes, please. Is there a mic that can be given? There is a mic coming down here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The question is that can we give a part of the amount? Yes, certainly. If it is possible, you can have a group of a few devotees who contribute and jointly sponsor one day in Vrindavan. That is also possible. And this group can nominate one person who can represent the group. And in the name of all the devotees in the group, we can offer to Krishna Balaram and Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nithai and Srila Prabhupada their services. So that is also quite possible. Can be done. Thank you very much for your patience, for your kind attention. I also want to thank His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj for giving me the opportunity to come here and address all of you for this purpose. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna.